and laugh. The Ben Davis and Kelly K Show is on 99.7 DJX.
All right, good morning, Ben and Kelly. Hi there, Kelly K.
Hello.
Friday, we made it. It is 1 week from today. The Oaks will be running. So that's exciting. Derby week is upon us, which is in its own right exciting to say, too. So, yeah, welcome to it. So today, I don't know what you've done today already, but there's already been a space launch as SpaceX crew launched a crew to the International Space Station just about 15 minutes ago.
Wow, yeah. That's ambitious.
I know.
For a morning.
I know. So again, you could be just waking up. You could be finishing up your third shift or whatever, but there's astronauts on their way to the International Space Station right now, so that's kind of exciting.
Dang.
I know. Yeah, a lot of stuff to get to here today on the show, including setting the bar stories. We do feel-good stories every hour throughout the morning. We got a follow-up from Jennifer. Now, Jennifer's not a real name. We changed her name because she asked us to, but she was or is at this point engaged. But she made out with a guy, kind of a fling, if you will, and now she's kind of questioning everything, so we follow up with her this morning. It's You Laugh, You Lose, and yeah, bunch of stuff to get to. I don't know if you just heard this news, but kind of sad news. Shock G, do you know who Shock G is?
I don't know who Shock G is.
Stop what you're doing, because I'm about to ruin the image and the
He's Humpty.
Oh, gosh.
Shock G passed away, 57 years old.
Oh, no.
Yeah. So DMX last week, Shock G this week. Man, that sucks. Found in a Tampa hotel room. So right now, unknown why he passed away. But yeah, 57 years old. Kind of a interesting, man. Yeah, interesting story about, early 2000s. I was working in Indiana, and Digital Underground plays this bar. And we're at the bar, you know, for the radio station. And I'm in the back in the green room drinking with Shock G. And the dude is just chill. He's cool. It's totally like he goes into character when he gets on stage as, you know, Humpty Hump. But yeah. Like as Shock G, just a cool, down-to-earth dude. So, yeah, man.
That's just sad.
Yeah. That song still bangs, by the way.
It does.
It still bangs so hard.
It still slaps.
Really does. All right, so yeah, let's get the show going here. Got Levitating here on 99.7 EJX.
Coming up on the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show.
How would you like to figure out a way to earn $43,000 a year without doing anything?
Just for existing? I would like to know about that.
It's our Setting the Bar story.
Oh, I was going to say it sounds like a feel good.
Nope.
Okay.
Def not, but yeah, it's
Def not.
It's Setting the Bar story, but yeah, $43,000 a year for doing nothing could be a feel
that
good.
Sounds like a real good feel good. Like it sounds like that's the lane we're heading down, but we're gonna take a sharp left turn at some
until
point
until you hear the story on the way.
Okay.
99.7 DJX. Good morning, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. Man, some sad sports news. Just happened yesterday. UK basketball star Terrence Clark passed away in Los Angeles due to a car accident, just a freak car accident from WKYT.
Police tell us 19-year-old Clark was driving at a high rate of speed when he ran a red light. They say that he hit another car turning left. Then Clark went on to hit a pole and a block wall.
Yeah, sad news. He passed away at the hospital. Coach Calipari said, I'm absolutely gutted and sick tonight. A young person who we all love has just lost his life too soon, one with all his dreams and hopes ahead of him. Terrence Clark was a beautiful kid, someone who owned the room with his personality, smile, and joy. People gravitated to him, and to hear we have lost him is just hard for all of us to comprehend right now. We are all in shock. So,
Oh, it's heartbreaking.
Yeah, he's flying out to L.A. to be with Terrence Clark's family, you know, to be part of them. But, yeah, he had declared for the draft and was there in Los Angeles working out with another teammate. So, man.
Yikes.
Yeah.
We're not off to a great start.
Oh, my. Yeah.
Between Shock G from Digital Underground and now this.
Yeah, Terrence Yikes. Clark. I know. We'll... You know, it's not every piece of news is great news, but, you know, we'll do what we can to pass it along to you. To transition, and there's not really any way to transition out of this other than just to do it. So, coming up next, it's a setting the bar story. We give you these stories that set the bar for your day very low, okay? And it's kind of a goal of what not to do. But when I say that Salvatore figured out a way to earn about $43,000 a year without doing anything, you might think, how is this a setting the bar?
Well, yeah, I'm thinking we're going down the feel-good lane, and I might want to sign up.
I mean, it is a setting the bar, and I'll give you a little bit more details as to why now he's in trouble. Okay?
Okay.
Setting the bar. These are small examples of what not to do. To Italy we go for this one.
Ooh, I love Italy. Oh, it's one of my best trips of my entire life. Spent 2 weeks there a while ago.
So I'm going to say that it really is perspective on which side you're taking a look at this story from. Okay. So
okay.
Setting the bar. If you can manage to make it through the day without letting an employee not work for 15 years, collecting over $500,000 in the process, you're doing okay.
Oh, that's a lot. To not do anything?
Yeah, so Salvador, he's 66. He now faces charges of abuse of office. He was dubbed the, quote, king of absentees, earning about $43,000 a year for 15 years, equating to about $648,000 worth of salary. Apparently, he had it all figured out. But the way he did it is under question, so I guess he threatened the business manager at the place where he worked.
Oh, that's not good.
And so to the point where the business manager was like, okay, I'm just going to turn the other way. But then the business manager retired. And
then, like, the secret went with him.
Yeah, the secret went with him. And so no one caught on the payroll this extra person that was never showing up. It was a phantom person by the name of Salvador Scumacci. And now he faces charges of abuse of office, forgery, aggravated extortion, over earning about $43,000 a year for 15 years this went on.
That's a long time for him to be like, hey... Listen, you're going to keep paying me. I'm not even going to come in. I'm not going to do anything, but you're going to keep paying me.
Yeah.
And so, you're not going to talk about it.
So granted, this was a large hospital in Italy. So there are a lot of employees, right?
Easier for him to slip through the cracks.
Yeah, exactly. So it went unnoticed by both the new director and apparently the entire human resources department for years. Okay. Yeah. So like he just figured out a way to not come into work, still collect a paycheck, and live his life for 15 years.
Well, he extorted his way into doing that, apparently.
And that's why this is a setting the bar story.
Yeah, don't threaten people. Yes, and let's maybe show up for work if we want to be paid for it.
There you go. Okay. That is your setting the bar story. But again, this is all in whose side you look at. Is it really a setting the bar, or is it a way to live life high on the hog for 15 years?
I would have been on his side had he been like a happy-go-lucky guy who was just kind of slipping through the cracks or something. But because he was like, you know,
extorting,
being mob guy about
right.
Yeah.
Right. There you go.
Yeah. But if he was just kind of like a happy, like, oh, I didn't realize it. I thought they were just still paying me because of a pension or something.
Nope. That's okay. Setting the bar.
That's horrible.
All right. Feel good stories. Do them every hour throughout the morning. Brought to you by Care Heating and Cooling. Kelly K.
So we go to Dallas for this one. Fire rescue firefighter James Hayes and his team recently responded to a report of a puppy trapped inside a car. Now, where he was trapped is really kind of crazy. Marianne Davidson said she was just kind of walking by, discovered the trapped dog after she was coming back to her car. She said, there was an animal underneath the vehicle. So when we moved the car, the dog would move. Couldn't get it out of the car, so they ended up calling authorities. After 2 hours, including removing one of the tires, they were able to get this puppy out. It was stuck in the engine compartment this SUV. Yeah. I mean, that's a lot of work they put into it. And so, you know, they took the puppy to the Dallas Animal Services Adoption Center. But then it was James, the firefighter, that ended up wanting to adopt her and naming her Grace.
Wow. Normally, really cute dog. Yeah, normally cats get themselves into that sort of situation. You don't hear puppies doing that.
No, that was pretty unusual. And man, they invested some time, a couple of hours, trying to get that dog out.
Well, for sure.
Yeah. Wow. And they were successful. And right, now good. Grace has a new home.
All right. Wonderful.
We'll tweet it out at Ben and Kelly Show. You can see it. Really cute puppers.
Feel good. Do them every hour throughout the morning here on 99.7 DJX.
Coming up on the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show.
All right. Wasn't yesterday, was it? No, it was 2 days ago. We spoke with Jennifer. She had asked us to change her name, so we did. She is engaged, or at least was, on a business trip. She made out with a guy who wasn't her fiance.
Yeah, she met this guy on the plane, was enamored, and kind of had never felt like that before.
Well, we're following up with her.
I think, honestly, you know, after hearing everybody's, you know, thoughts and opinions.
Mm-hmm.
And there were some that were harsh.
Yeah. Yeah. That is coming up next. Coming up next, we catch up with Jennifer. Now, Jennifer's not a real name, but we spoke to her, I think, Wednesday. And she had a little tryst on a flight for business where she made out with the guy who wasn't her fiance. Now she was all questioning everything.
Her fiance is pretty much her only boyfriend. They've been together since college, and she says that she'd never felt like this before, not even with her fiance, about this airplane guy.
Yeah.
And so she's just wondering, I mean, does this mean I should call off the wedding? Do I go for this guy? Is it just cold feet? What do I do?
So the majority of people, especially if you look on our Facebook page at Ben and Kelly Show, were just like, you can't go through with this wedding. Did I get that right? I think that was the majority.
Yeah, a lot of people, there were a couple of people that said, hey, it's cold feet, don't throw away you know, this long-term relationship over this one moment in time.
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of other people were like, well, hey, he deserves better. You cheated on him. You need to fess up about that. Honestly, this is where the tough love comes in with this segment.
Yeah. Is this Jennifer?
This is me.
All right, Jennifer, thanks again for allowing us to talk to you here. Now, to recap, and tell me if this is off base in any way.
Okay.
You know, we spoke to you recently, and you are engaged to your college sweetheart. You and he have been steady, and he's been kind of the only guy you've ever dated.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. And then you went on this business trip and sat next to this guy, and you guys had an experience, and then wound up actually making out with this random guy. And you've been in communication with this person ever since. So did I get all the kind of the basic facts?
Yes, you got,
okay.
Pretty much the full story there.
All right, so, I mean, our listeners can be a little bit brutal. And you kind of knew when you were going to talk to us, like, it was going to be one of two ways.
Yeah, I was expecting that.
Yeah. All right, so I guess now that you have that information, what are your plans?
I think, honestly, you know, after hearing everybody's, you know, thoughts and opinions, and of course some are hard to hear, but I think that I have to go with my gut and my instincts. And, you know, I think I just have to talk to my fiance and just, I think I'm going to have to break it off with him. You know, I don't think I could go through with it and not, you know, not always like live my life wondering, you know, what if.
Let me just play devil's advocate. Do you think it's worth breaking up what you have with your fiance over this fling?
I guess because I never knew what else was out there that I think I would be, I just think I would have too many regrets mm-hmm. if I made this rash decision, you know, and didn't go with my gut.
Okay.
Which I know is completely out of my character, because I've never been that type of person, but I just don't want to regret it.
Have you thought about what you're going to tell your family and the, you know, because you guys do have still a wedding date in the future?
Yeah, I have, honestly, that I have not thought about.
Okay.
I've been avoiding thinking about that because I don't really know how I'm going to handle that.
Yeah.
I guess I'll cross that bridge after, but I'm scared. I mean, I'm worried. Yeah. I can't think about that right now.
Okay. Will you do us a favor now that we're kind of invested in your life and call us back and let us know how everything goes?
Yeah, I definitely will. I'll let you guys know what happens.
Okay, cool. Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you, guys. It helped.
Mm-hmm. So,
oh my gosh. You're all like, listen, we need to know all of your business all the time. Like, she is truly, like, tortured about this. And you're all like, hey, we still want you to call us back and put it on the radio for everybody to hear and judge.
So,
I love it.
So
she said yes.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, we're all invested in this, right?
We are. I think she's doing what I thought she was going to do. But, you know, at least I don't think, you know, she didn't say she's going to go like completely pursue airplane guy, right? It was just more of the symbolism of, hey, you've got a taste of I'm capable of feeling something more.
Well, I did find out that she is planning on doing it like tonight. We're going to. Yeah.
Did you get a call on Monday?
I don't know. Yeah, that's wild. Yeah, we got a text from a listener who said, you know, getting in on this story late, but break up because you'll regret it if you don't break up. I do, and I'm married now.
Oh, gosh.
So it almost sounds like, you know, because remember, her fiance was someone that she had only dated. Like, she'd only dated him. And
yeah, and they'd been together since college, and it was kind of like that's the path that she thought was laid before her. And now she's realizing maybe there's another choice.
Now, look, I'm not poo-pooing love that happens, you know, like this from high school or from high school sweethearts or college sweethearts, because I have, you know, peers who I graduated high school with who got married while they were in
right
college.
Out of school.
Yeah, and they're still married. So, I mean, sometimes it happens.
Sometimes you when you know, and you have no doubts, and there's nothing that can shake you.
Yeah, but other
but
times
she's figured out that she can be shaken.
Yeah, I mean, because maybe she's had that taste of, you know, what else could be. I don't know. So
literally,
all right. Oh my God. Okay.
Because they made out.
Yeah, right. That is true. All right. Well, like I said, I think, you know, you can listen back to the original call and hear it all. Facebook at 997DJX or WDJX.com. Click listen.
You know, legit, my stomach hurts for her because, like, I hate confrontation. Mm-hmm. And this is a major life-changing confrontation.
Oh, totally. Like,
she's going to have with her fiance. And I feel so awful for him because, like, he has no idea probably what's about to hit him.
Yeah, a bunch
I'm
of...
I'm sure her family is going to be like, it's going to be a lot for her to go through and process.
Sure. Yeah, a lot of listeners are texting in going, yeah, my heart's broken for the fiance, but completely understand what she's having to do. But yeah, when I asked her about the... has she thought about how she's going to tell the... I mean, because there's a wedding on the way. Like, they're planning it, you know, and she's like, nope, I haven't. And I guess I'll cross that bridge when I have to.
She said she's like a good girl. She's never done, you know, she always does the right thing. She's never, you know, mm-hmm. this is so out of character for her. So I'm sure she's wrestling with that. And it's not an easy position. You can't control your feelings.
Right.
I'm sure she doesn't want to feel like this.
Yeah. All right. So thank you again for the update on that, Jennifer. And, you know, we're here
good
for
luck.
You. We're here for you. All right, we're here for you. That's what I'm going to say. We're here for you.
Coming up on the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show.
All right, on the way, I play the trumpets because that signifies the start of You Laugh, You Lose, which is a game where we sling jokes back and forth. First person who laughs loses.
Jokes on jokes on jokes. Now, you took yourself out last time, didn't you? Was it your joke? Was
yes, it my joke? You won last weekend. You hold the lead, so it's either redemption time or I just dig myself into a deeper hole. So,
what's your arsenal like? How confident are you in the funny of your jokes?
Kelly, we never
know.
Where are we at? We never know. I'm probably at about a 3 out of 10. Who knows?
Oh, all right. See, now you could be saying that. Just to throw me off my game.
I could be, Kelly. It could be much. All mind games. You never know.
Psychological warfare going on right
now. All right. 99.7 DJX, Ben and Kelly, and it's time for You Laugh, You Lose, the game where Kelly and I sling jokes back and forth. The first person who laughs loses. And the other person.
Show the trophy.
Gets the trophy.
She's pretty.
The You Laugh, You Lose Supreme Victor Trophy, which was a refurbished Irish dance trophy that has now sparkles and tinsel on the top of it, and it's highly coveted.
Are you sure that one didn't have to be given back? Because I know a lot of times, like, the trophies in those competitions sometimes have to be given back year after year. Are we sure?
I think so.
Okay, great.
All right.
Yay.
All right. The overall score, Kelly has a 2-game lead, so I'm going to sink deeper into a hole that I have begun digging myself if I don't pull out a victory today. Or it's redemption time, Kelly K.
Are you feeling good, Sparky? Do you?
I mean, we don't
you
know.
Have it all out?
We don't know.
Okay. All right.
You laugh,
Tim
you
just
lose.
Wants some good jokes. So if we could just throw out some decent jokes, it's a win for both of
You're
us.
You're asking a lot here, Tim. All right. It's You Laugh, You Lose. Losers go first. Here we go. Kelly, how do you make the number one disappear?
How do you make the number one disappear?
You add a G and it's gone.
Very smart.
Thank
Not
you.
The direction I thought you were going. Very unexpected. I like that. I All like right. that. Hey, Ben.
Yeah.
You know, as a golfer, it's always smart to wear two pairs of pants.
Why is that, Kelly K?
In case you get a hole in one. Hey-o!
Classic. My friend told me that drinking beer would make him smarter. But I don't think anyone or anything would make my bud wiser.
Good one.
Thank you.
Cute. I like that. Hey, Ben.
Yeah?
Which playing cards are the best dancers?
Which ones?
The king and queen of clubs.
I like the dance moves you're adding to
Thank
that.
Thank you. Thank you.
You know, I saw male wigs were on sale for $1.
Really?
Yeah. It's a small price to pay.
To pay. Cute.
Thank
Play
you.
On words.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, you know King Arthur?
I've heard of him.
Used to be a big partier.
Yeah?
Do you know what King Arthur calls his parties?
What?
All-nighters. With a K.
Got it. Black Eyed Peas can sing us a song, you know.
Yeah?
But chickpeas can only hum us one.
Fun. Music food jokes.
Mm-hmm.
I like that. Hey, apparently, Ben, no one knows why Notre Dame caught fire.
Why? Oh, I mean, really?
Yes, really. But Quasimodo has a hunch.
Back, even.
Yes.
Kelly.
Yeah?
Why don't dinosaurs make good pets?
Why don't dinosaurs make good pets?
Because they're dead.
I was actually going to guess that. Because they're extinct.
Yeah.
Logistically speaking, it's difficult. It's a good one, though. Hey, Ben, did you hear about Mr. Cup?
Didn't.
Yeah, his wife left him. Yeah. Now he's a solo cup.
Gotcha. A red solo cup.
Yeah. Could be.
You know, giraffes can never apologize to each other.
Oh, they can't?
No, it takes them too long to swallow their pride.
Long necks.
You can probably relate, right?
Yeah, I can. Thank you. Thank you for pointing that out.
Yeah.
Thank you for pointing that out. Hey, Ben.
Yeah.
What did the bra say to the hat?
What?
You go on ahead. I'll give these two a lift. Don't do that gesture. Don't do that gesture.
I was waiting for you to do it, but I didn't figure you would.
Nope. Not going to do it.
Kelly, what did the elephant say to the naked man? How do you breathe through that thing?
It's a classic. It's one of my favorites. Hey, Ben.
Yeah?
Did you know Montel Jordan is a great gardener?
I didn't.
He told us in his song a long time ago.
This is how we grew it. Oh, my gosh. I can't believe.
I was stunned at my amazing delivery. Okay? I didn't mess it up, and I couldn't even handle it.
Wow. All right. Thank you. Thank you, Kelly, for falling on the sword on that one, because
I did. I sacrificed my body. I threw myself on the grenade.
Yeah. There it is. All right. The trophy is mine once again. Yay!
This is how we grew it. Now you're not going to hear it any other way, right?
Never going to. And why would I want to hear it any other way?
I forever changed that for you.
Thank you. Thank you, Kelly. There it is. You laugh, you lose here on 99.7 DJX. Honestly, I don't know why I look at these stories in the morning when I'm hungry as it is, but the now corkscrew bacon fad that is sweeping TikTok. Have you seen?
Oh, yeah. It looks delicious.
So some TikTokers discovered.
Apparently, twisted bacon is the new food trend on TikTok. Do a cooling rack on a baking sheet, then twist up your bacon like this. And this goes to your oven, 375 degrees, 35 minutes. It was the crispiest and chewiest bacon I've ever had.
Yeah, so if you want to do it in the oven, then you twist it up and you enjoy bacon that way as opposed to flat out. Have you ever done this, Kelly?
No, but I want to. Like, it makes me want to run to the store right now, go buy some bacon, give it a shot, because delicious. I like crispy and I like chewy.
You don't have bacon at your house right now?
No, not at the moment. We need to go to the store. There's some things we need. Bacon is one of them.
Okay. All right. I was going to say.
Now, I'll be honest. I typically have been buying, like, the already cooked bacon that Oscar Mayer has there and just really zap it in the microwave. And in, like, 10 seconds, you have delicious bacon. And it's faster. And it's easier.
Yes, it's faster, but, I mean, okay.
It's less messy. I mean, they're, like, you know, grease gets everywhere, you know. So this might help with the grease issue. If you want to just pop it on a little baking sheet, 30 minutes later, you got perfect bacon. But if you're impatient like me, 10 seconds, the already baked bacon's pretty good.
Yeah, I haven't ever tried the corkscrew bacon cooking method as, you know, TikTok is showing. So that may be something I got to try literally tomorrow. But man, I see these stories and I'm like, gosh, I'm just so hungry. Like, I ran the mini yesterday and, you know, burned 1,600 calories. After the mini, I ate probably 2,600 calories. Like, I was so hungry after running it. I was just like, chips, give me chips. I just went chips, give me chips, snacks, sandwiches, all that, chips. I'm man. So,
how was your time, by the way? Did you do okay, like, with your time?
1:43 I finished in, so not too bad. The weather was great. Hopefully anybody who's running today gets to enjoy this weather too. Kind of cool. You know, the green belt there in Indiana is pretty beautiful. You can just sit there and run right by the river the entire time. So that's kind of cool. And yeah, then the marathoners and mini marathoners tomorrow morning. So this is a little bit different for us too, because we normally are out at the start, emceeing the start and then even the finish of the big Derby Festival mini and the marathon, which usually takes place on the Saturday before Derby. But this year they're kind of spreading it out. So
do you enjoy doing it this way, or do you want everybody there all the same time, get it done? Did you like it?
I like the crowd. Yeah, I like the crowd because it feels more like a race. Because a lot of times yesterday when I was running by myself and there was no one in front of me, no one behind me.
And do you need that, like, encouragement of other people there, like, doing it with you?
I mean, I like the encouragement because what I like to do is pick off runners. Like, I see them in front of me and I'm like, all right, I'm going to beat this person. And so then I go, I pick them off, you know, and then the next one.
Okay.
And I'm like,
that's
all right.
A different kind of encouragement. I'm like, hey, go, Ben. Like, nope, I'm beating you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to pick you off. Then I'm going to pick you off. Then I'm going to pick you off. Anyways, good luck to the runners. Okay. We started in the bacon world, ended up in the running world. Not sure how that happened, but here we are. Brought to you by Care Heating and Cooling, Kelly K.
So Adriana Palma recently celebrated her quinceañera.
Mm-hmm.
But that was only possible because a whole bunch of Good Samaritans kind of came together for her. Because She left Mexico early last year, looked forward to a new life in Miami with her parents, three younger brothers. But when the pandemic hit, her father's job was lost. Family spent 4 months living in their SUV. Adriana and her brothers both don't really speak English, crammed in homework assignments whenever they could find Wi-Fi. Well, in June last year, the Miami Rescue Mission found a small apartment for the family, and they kind of slowly adapted to new routines. But her 15th birthday was coming, and this was something that, you know, in their culture, they dream of since they're little girls. I mean, they treat quinceañeras like weddings.
Yeah.
I mean, these are very big productions.
Yep.
And she kind of had lost all hope of having one. Well, a woman named Leanne Navarro worked at Miami Rescue Mission, found out about it, set out on Operation Quinceañera. She and a team of about 50 volunteers transformed a bare room in a church there with into a gala with a Parisian theme. Some gave money. Others donated food and services. She got her hair and makeup done. A professional photographer captured all of it for 3 hours. It was pretty amazing. And even though her grandmother was still in Mexico and couldn't be there to impart wisdom, which is the tradition.
Yeah.
She had one of the volunteers said, "Today, we are all your godmothers." And she said she felt like a princess. It was pretty cool.
Aww.
Great pictures. We'll tweet out the story if you want to see it at Ben and Kelly Show.
Cool. Feel good. Do them every hour throughout the morning here on 99.7 DJX.
Coming up on the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show.
The guy wants to know if he is being the jerk in this situation. However,
oh, we have to be the jerk police?
Yeah. However, he uses a different word for it.
Okay. All right.
It involves his daughter's wedding. Okay?
Okay.
And this is dad.
Oh, all right.
Ooh. Yep.
All right.
Yep.
Oh, this is going to be, this is a little family dispute we're being thrust in the middle of. Okay.
All right. So this father wants to know if he's the jerk here. He jumped on Reddit and he writes, "My only child," and he put this in quotes, "Diana and her now husband, they were getting married. Now, they decided that due to the pandemic and everything, a couple weeks ago, they were just going to take a trip for the two of them and elope. I was very happy for them and honestly glad to not have to deal with the stress of wedding planning." He goes on and says, "I had $35,000 set aside for her wedding in an account that I had for a long time." I know.
I mean, that would have been a really great wedding.
All right. "After she told me the news, I was thrilled to be able to put that money to another use. My car has been having some trouble lately, so I decided to just treat myself and get a new car in cash with the wedding fund. I paid about $30,000 for it. And with the rest of the money, my wife and I decided we were going to take our own little getaway. I didn't think this was going to be controversial. Then this past weekend, Diana was over and asked, since I didn't have to pay for the big wedding, if they could get the money to use it towards a down payment for a new house.
Oh.
I told her, hey, sorry, but that's how I paid for my new car and how we're going to be paying for our upcoming vacation. To say that she was upset is an understatement."
Oh, wow. Yeah, she thought that money was hers no matter what.
Yeah, he says, "I'm not, I'm a blue collar guy. She knew that I had money put aside for her wedding. It was something we talked about when she first got engaged over a year ago, but it's come up at times before that too. Just something I planned on doing because I had a daughter. And I never told her that it was a fund for her to use on whatever. I paid for her college and planned on paying for her wedding. But beyond that, I didn't plan on paying her way through life. So am I the jerk here?"
I mean, my inclination is no. I'm also coming from the standpoint that, yeah, he paid for her college. She gets to start life like debt free with her education, you know, so I don't think she should be entitled to use that money any way she wants. I mean, he had earmarked it for a wedding. He was going to give her an amazing party. They went another direction. I think dad's totally in the right to be able to spend his money that he saved any way he wants. I saved half of my wedding. Like, I paid for half of my own wedding. So that's kind of like where my head's at, too. But you have three daughters. So what about you, Ben? What if this was you?
Well, first of all, I hear about this father setting aside $35,000 for his daughter's wedding. And I'm like, oh, Yeah, I'm going to be a little short. I'm going to be a little short. If you know what? If all three of you want to elope, that's great. That's fantastic. But you know what? I mean, I agree with you. I think that he is, it's his money. And yes, I mean, he didn't give her $35,000 and say, hey, this is to be used on your wedding.
He said, this is your budget for a wedding.
He said, I have this set aside to use for your wedding. But then when she didn't have a wedding and it's still his money, I get that she may be upset. And I think she's okay. I think she's within her right to be a little upset that, oh, I thought this was my money. Like,
well, yeah, she should have clarified, though, like, hey, even though we're not having a wedding, do I still get that? She should have asked that question.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But I'm going to go back and say that, yes, even though it's within her right to be a little upset that, hey, this isn't, I thought that was my money. I don't think he's the jerk here. I mean, I think that me as a dad and saving up all this money, for maybe one of my daughter's weddings or something like that, if I'm in that situation and they don't get married, yes, in the back of my head, I'm like, I got two other daughters. Maybe I'm using some of that money or using all that money on something else, you know?
Well, sure, but I guess he's not in that situation.
No,
and Joy
not.
Asked a really good question, like, what kind of a wedding gift did he get her? Don't know.
I mean, he got her college. He got her college tuition.
Yeah, he did get her college. She does not have to pay for, which is a huge blessing.
So Megan brings up, and she's kind of on the other side. She says, I think that he should have at least given her some as a wedding gift, especially since he had saved all of that. I don't think he should have given all of it to her, but it would have been nice had he given her a good wedding gift. Yeah, a lot of people are like, hey, what did he get her... for a wedding gift. So
that's true. I could see that. Mm-hmm. Like, instead of blowing all of it on him, like, hey, give her a little bit and say, here you go. Here's a nice gift. You guys can use it on maybe a honeymoon or something. Mm-hmm. I don't know if they eloped. So Right. Maybe it was like a honeymoon slash wedding. Yeah.
Myra's like, heck no. What an ungrateful daughter. She should have spoke to him about that before she eloped. Yeah. You know, I mean, there is a little bit of that. You're a princess. Let's cut it out. You know?
Yeah.
All right.
There is that feeling.
Let's check yourself a little bit. Let's check yourself a little bit. So anyways, yeah, I got to think that he's not the jerk here, that he was a really generous dad
to like save that much that he was just gonna throw her this like huge party and then he didn't have to, and yay, all right, let's repurpose this. I need some stuff.
This is interesting. A text rolls in. He absolutely should have given that money to his daughter. Shame on him.
Oh, I kind of need to know, is this a daughter?
Is this right for sure? All right, interesting thought there. If you want to chime in, you always can at Ben and Kelly Show. This dad who has a daughter, his only daughter, who eloped rather than get married, had set aside $35,000 for her wedding when she didn't get and have a wedding. He decided, you know what, I'm gonna buy a car and I'm gonna take a vacation with that money. She got mad because she was thinking, you know, I could use that money for a down payment on a new house with my new husband there.
They clearly didn't have that conversation about whether, you know, defining whether that money is just flat out hers to use any way she wants, or if it was just, you know, hey, this is the budget for a wedding that, you know, I'll help pay for if you want to go that route. And Emily texted in, my perception is that if he said that was for her wedding, it was her money, whether it was an elopement or whether it was a big wedding, mm-hmm. and that he had put that money aside specifically for that reason. Or maybe he could have said, hey, since your wedding plans have shifted, I'm happy to help you and put some money down for your house. So yeah, I think clearly they just didn't talk about it.
Yeah, Jay said, I would say that if the dad had put the money in an account with her name on it, then she would have every right to be upset because he physically gave it to her. But if the money was in his account and he said, I have this money allotted, then, you know, she needs to back down. So
yeah, like, this is your budget. Let's not go over this number for your wedding, period. But we haven't discussed about any other uses for the money. And now I'm thinking, because we have college funds set up for the kids. So now I feel like we need to have parameters. If they say, hey, we don't want to go to college, can I have the money anyway? Like, we need to have that conversation. Like,
to backpack,
is this just
across
money we're
Europe
just going to give them? Yes.
Right.
Yeah. Like, I don't know about all that. So that's given me now making my mind spin about, we need to have these conversations.
Matthew texted and said, yeah, my hubby has a son. We're financially set. However, he's very entitled and has been advised that We as his parents are good, but he as child is broke.
Gotcha.
Yeah. So, all right. Well, you know what? Here's the thing. Most people said that, you know what? He's not the jerk here. Communication would have been good. And I feel like if we were to take one word out of every single one of these group therapy scenarios or situations, it's communication.
Oh, 100%. Especially when he paid for her college. Mm-hmm. I think that was the other thing, too, is he set her up to start her life as an adult debt-free. And so I think just needed a little clarification on whether that $35,000 was just a gift for you or if it was just for your wedding. And since you didn't have one, I would like to use it for something else.
There you go. Ben and Kelly Show. Harry Styles in a new movie, and he's going to be naked.
Okay.
You know, Harry Styles has some experience with Dunkirk, right? He acted in Dunkirk.
He had his clothes on in that one.
He did have his clothes on in this one. This new film called My Policeman, he is going to be naked. There you go. Harry Styles jumping back
into
acting.
There'll be lots of screenshots. People going around. That's usually what happens when things like this occur.
Now, you know, I'm always shocked when I hear, you know, then when there's the, okay, naked, going to be naked in a movie, especially if it's a guy, if it's a full frontal, you know?
Uh-huh.
Because normally I feel like you kind of, it's kind of, you see the side or you see the back or you see, it's, you see everything but the twig, you know?
I'm uncomfortable.
I'm curious to know what level of
nudity. Curious are you? Are you super curious? Like, are you going to be spending any time in your brain wondering about this?
Okay. No, this is where it stops here. But you know, for the sake of just wondering aloud, I feel like when actresses, when females are nude, I mean, like, you can see a lot when they go.
But still, I still feel like full frontal is like another level of ratings, rated R. I don't even know if that makes it in rated R, if that gives it the X.
No, because I've seen movies where there's a slip of the willy and in the movie and it's only rated R. I feel like
really?
Yes. I feel like Will Ferrell comedies have that.
Oh gosh.
I mean, you saw it in Something About Mary. You saw the berries. I mean, there are movies.
Maybe I haven't paid that close attention to a lot of movies where this kind of stuff is happening.
You're paying way too much attention to the plot of the movie.
Maybe I am. Obviously. I don't know.
All right. So anyways, if you're excited about Harry Styles coming back into his acting role, well, he's very excited. And he's going to be stretching his character there in My Policeman. All right, coming up next, it is a feel-good story.
There is a cornhole tournament to tell you about to help out some little leaguers in Trimble County. We'll tell you how to get involved coming up.
Do this every hour throughout the morning. Brought to you by Care Heating and Cooling. Kelly K.
If you like cornhole and you want to support some kids in Trimble County who like to play Little League.
Go on.
This is the thing for you. ESP Entertainment partnering up with Trimble County Little League for the Ultimate Cornhole Tournament this Sunday. Sunday at Trimble County Ballpark.
All right.
Sign up, start at 11. They kick off opening ceremony at noon. It's a bring your own partner double elimination bracket. That means you're going to play at least two games. $30 buy-in, 50% of the total pot paid out, 50% to the first, second, and third place finishers. Trophies, vendors, door prizes, concessions, bouncy houses. And all proceeds go to help the Little League purchase new equipment.
Cool.
So we tweeted out the info if you want to see more at Ben and Kelly Show.
Setting the bar. These are small examples of what not to do. Now, look, I really don't blame her, to be quite honest. I'll just put that out there before we get to it, okay?
Okay.
All right, setting the bar. If you can manage to make it through the day without calling 911 because you think you have an intruder, that actually turns out to be a vacuum cleaner, you're doing okay. Now, it's scary. It is scary when you think you've got an intruder, for sure. And yes, you should, if you've got an intruder, call the police from CBS
100%.
Sacramento.
I'd say about 1 a.m., I hear, I was like...
Yana was sleeping with her 2-year-old daughter when she heard noises coming from her stairs.
Yep.
So she texted her friends.
I was like, hey... someone's in my house. They're like, call the police. I was like, oh yeah,
I should probably call the police.
Oh yeah, she called her friends first?
Yep.
What? I'm on the phone with the dispatcher and he's like, ma'am, dude, what do you hear? I'm like, I hear someone walking down my stairs. So it's like boom, 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 boom.
Within minutes, she hears another boom, this time from responding officers forcing their way into her home, trying to catch the intruder.
And you hear police, police, and then a shuffle, and then you hear laughter. And I was like,
Turns out the so-called robber was her Roomba.
Yeah, Roomba. It was the, you know, automatic vacuum cleaner. And so she said that she hadn't used the vacuum in almost 2 years, and it had gone down the stairs, and it freaked her out when she heard it, because apparently her older son turned it on when he left because he didn't want to have to worry about doing the chores when he came home.
And it didn't, maybe it just lost the parameters, didn't see the stairs, took a tumble. Yeah, that freaked me out too, especially if you weren't used to using that thing
for
a couple of years.
Yeah, so,
again,
I don't necessarily blame her because, look, if you hear someone in your house, you're going to call the authorities. But if you can manage to make it through the day without calling 911 because you think you have an intruder that actually turns out to be your Roomba, then you're doing okay.
You know what? I'm glad it turned out the way it did.
Absolutely. That's setting the bar on 99.7 DJX. Thought it was kind of funny, this infograph for the most Googled relationship questions by state has Kentucky and Indiana. Different questions people are asking regarding relationships. And I think it's funny that they're asking Google this. Like for
Google is now the relationship expert.
Well, the when to text back question is the most Googled relationship question in the state of Kentucky.
Okay, so like when you first maybe meet someone?
Yeah. I mean, that is
kind of
tough.
So you don't want to like seem too eager. Like back in the day when I was dating, they were like, three days. You're supposed to wait 3 days after you meet someone.
Man, that seems like an eternity at this point.
I know, but that's exactly like what my husband said. He's like, all right, we exchanged numbers. And he's like, okay, I'll call you in 3 days. And he did. And then we went out.
Right. Yeah, when to text back. That's the most Googled relationship question for Kentucky. And
what's
the
answer?
That is a tough one. I don't know. Google it. I don't know.
Oh, my God. Seriously?
For Indiana, the question was, what's the best dating app? Indiana's looking for dating apps. All right. And Kentucky's like, hey, I just want to know when to text back. At least we're not West Virginia. And does she like me? Is the most Googled relationship question.
Oh, wow. Bless their hearts. I feel like that's a little condescending pat on the head. Bless their hearts.
Or Montana. Am I in love? Oh. But yeah, I would say a majority of the states are either what are the best dating apps or when do you text back? So those are the top on the most Googled relationship questions state by state.
I'm trying to read through this article. I mean, they don't just give you the answer. They like send you to this long article.
Oh,
and you have to read
we don't have time for
but
that.
But it says if you just started dating someone, this can be tricky. In the beginning, you shouldn't expect each other to text back immediately. But if you've been dating someone for multiple months or even a year, you should get back within an hour.
Okay, so I want to know what's happening in these states, why they're asking this question. In, say, what state is that? Utah.
They don't, the states aren't written on the map.
No, they're not. It's just a map. I'm just looking at a map, Kelly. It's an infograph. So, yeah, it's Utah, it's Wyoming, and whatever's right next to Utah. I don't know. Oklahoma?
Oh, my God.
No, it's not Oklahoma. That one's got the funny little thing on it. What is that one?
Wait a minute. Is the one next to Utah?
Yeah.
Oh, that's not New Mexico. That is.
No,
is
New Mexico's underneath it.
Yeah, it is underneath it. What's underneath it? Like, we're really bad at geography.
Anyways, out of Utah or Alaska or Hawaii or
the one next to it.
Wyoming and that other state that's right next to it. I don't even know what that is. But they're asking how to kiss.
Yeah, no. Oh, come on now.
Oh, guys.
Bless their hearts. You know what? They don't have, why are they going to Google for that? Go to YouTube. I feel like you see a little tutorial. I'm going to go to YouTube and see if there's a tutorial.
Or do what a listener did, what was it, a couple weeks ago, and practice on melons. All right? Just do that.
Oh, wow, yeah.
Yeah.
Or don't. Listen, you go to YouTube, there's plenty of tutorials about how to kiss.
All right, so there you go. If you want to see the entire infographic, and maybe help us out with whatever that state was, go to Twitter at Ben and Kelly Show. Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. Someone's going to win 6 first-turn bleacher seats to the Kentucky Derby. today with our Derby outfit of the day. So if you haven't yet, submit an outfit that you've worn to the track or something like that at WDJX.com. Click win and you're in to win because Derby, Oaks, all that a week away. It's hard to believe that next week is Derby week and kind of exciting that we're actually getting to do Derby week again. You know, it's not going to have all the glitz and glamour with all the crazy celebrity parties. That part we're still going to be missing. But
yeah, but we're just kind of dipping the toe back into a little bit of normalcy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, some people get to go. It's, you know, reduced capacity.
Right.
But this is a way for you to get in and there's six seats and you get to enjoy the Derby maybe in a way like you never have before.
Right. 100%. So that'll be cool. WDJX.com. Click win on that. So yeah, this weekend, it's the Derby Festival Mini and the Marathon. And if you're running the Mini today, good luck. Marathoners tomorrow, it's going to be wet, so prepare for that. And then on Sunday, going to be wrapping it up with the Mini there on Sunday. So yeah, some Derby Festival events happening this weekend. If you want the lowdown, just go to derbyderbyderby.com. We got it all for you there. You got any plans this weekend?
My daughter, we're going to have a little belated birthday party for her and her little friends, which is fun. We're going to be all unicorn-tastic at the house, which is going to be amazing.
All right. Good.
And I have to learn how to play Among Us in real life, which is like this video game that they all play, apparently.
Okay.
And I have to try to figure out how we play it in real life.
Well, good.
So.
Good luck.
No pressure, but I have no idea what I'm doing with that.
All right. Well, I
apparently have to tell some people that they're the imposter and other people they're crewmates. Do you know? Have you ever heard of this game?
No, never heard of Baby Game.
Okay,
never.
Great.
All right. So enjoy
I'm going to Google it.
Enjoy that. Have fun with that. Oscars, you probably forgot about that. That's on Sunday night.
Nope, not watching.
Okay. All right. Well, have a good one. We will talk to you Monday.
Okay, bye.
Thanks for listening to the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show podcast. Come back tomorrow for a brand new episode. Only from 99.7 DJX. Brand new episode. Brand new episode.